Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, September 15, 2023. Day 1279 since the flu and common cold have been cured. Congratulations. No more common cold or flu. How fantastic. Seriously, when was the last time that you heard someone say anything about a cold or a flu? When was the last time you heard someone say they had a cold or the flu? Apparently, COVID cured the cold and flu, which is pretty amazing. And the reason I say that is, again, the first hour was really about deception, the days of deception in which we find ourselves. And we played a couple of clips. The first was from The Hill YouTube videos titled The Bombshell CIA Paid Officials to Bury Evidence of COVID Lab Leak Theory, says Whistleblower. And the second was Spencer Smith's video, YouTube video titled Mexican Government Says They Have Real Alien Bodies. These are the days of deception, and I would encourage folks to look into, just read up a little bit on fourth generation and fifth generation warfare, the concepts. Familiarize yourself if you're not familiar. And consider the possibility. Obviously, I mentioned Hanlon's razor during the first hour. Never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. Consider the possibility that we could sort of invert Hanlon's razor and say that maybe we should investigate what is ostensibly explained by stupidity as perhaps something more malicious. And the idea that, speaking of Charles Baudelaire, and the finest trick of the devil being to persuade you that he does not exist, maybe the second finest trick is to persuade you that that which should properly be attributed to malice is explained away as stupidity because we don't want to deal with the things that go bump in the night. So, speaking of Baudelaire, he was also a Swedenborgian character, very much influenced by Emanuel Swedenborg, as was Honoré de Balzac. And speaking of the Murphyisms, there is de Balzac's axiom, which basically says, behind every great fortune there is a crime. And that is a paraphrasing of what Honoré de Balzac wrote, which was, the secret of great fortunes without apparent cause is a crime forgotten, for it was properly done, which seems to underscore the point that I made in the first hour. So, without further ado, let's go to the phones and grab Mike in Kentucky. Mike, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I'm gonna look up the Mexican space aliens.
Yeah.
You know, going back to your Russian lab leaks being covered up, and I don't know what range of years you're talking about, but back in the late 50s, early 60s, of course, there was a huge push of propaganda for the polio vaccine, going back even to the late 40s, I guess. And there was this, you may have seen this clip of Maurice Hillerman in 1999 or somewhere, WGBH in Boston, had this medical historian that looks a lot like Chevy Chase. So over the years, when I've seen it posted, it gets made fun of because it looks like Chevy Chase. And they use that as a diversion and distraction. So just to prepare you for that if you find this clip. The illustrated version of it, I think, was done by Dr. Lynn Horowitz, who shows up a lot of times on our morning show here on RBN. So it's this Maurice Hillerman guy talking about how they had uncovered that there were undetected viruses in all the seed stock for these various vaccines, including the polio virus. He started looking and found a whole bunch of them, big surprise, from monkey kidney tissues that were used in the incubation process, along with things like chicken eggs or whatever that they're, sounds like witchcraft, they're growing these vaccine seed stocks in. And the jokes, you know, you were talking about trying to be a little humorous today or more fun stuff. The jokes that were going around the lab, according to him, in the community of scientists, was that we were going to win the 1960 Olympics because the Russians would all be loaded down with tumors. And that joke serves as a wonderful distraction because using humor as distraction is like a magician's technique. They, the height of the Cold War, while we're being sold on the missile gap and the bomber gap, and we need all these shiny new military things because, you know, the Russians, and we're giving them wheat so that they can destroy the independent, you know, family farms for the collectives, and that kept going all the way up until I was a little boy. I remember that. I'm like, why are we giving the Russians wheat if they're our enemy, you know? So in the spirit of cooperation, the scientific community, I guess, was experimenting at a massive scale on the Russian population with potential bioweapons. It sort of makes the whole Cold War look like a freaking joke, you know? It's not funny, though, but when you're talking about Occam's razor, and what was the other razor you mentioned?
Ammons.
Ammons, A-M-M-L-N-D-S, Ammons?
Hanlon, how do you spell his name? H-A-N-H-A-N-L-O-N.
Oh, Hanlon. Okay. I think we need a third one called Gecko's razor, as in Gordon Gecko. Don't attribute to stupidity what you can attribute to greed, you know. And but of course, as the Bible tells us, if you're an idol worshiper, meaning mammon, your brain, your mind, can be handed over to a reprobate mind. It becomes useless for your own salvation because you're blinded by greed, just like people get blinded by love or whatever. You know, they fall in love and nobody can talk to them. You can't talk any sense to them. Like, this person's a serial killer. I don't care. I'm in love with them. You know, so you got blinded by greed as in the mix there as well. And the scientific community circles the wagons and they're going to protect themselves. You get the same thing with climate change, you know. They're trying to blame all these Canadian fires on, you know, climate change, when probably 70 to 80% of them are arson or human activity. You know, like,
well,
you said,
it's interesting. There are a number of fires, and I've heard from people in local places across the country who have heard about, you know, eyewitness accounts of suspicious folks starting fires. I've been talking about this for years, since we've been hearing about record fire season every year for the past, you know, 5 to 10 years. And there are a number of people around the country, when we have these fires, that say that local authorities, for example, caught someone suspicious and the person wasn't detained, wasn't arrested, wasn't questioned as far as anyone knows, and, you know, was apparently in the area that fires were started by arson, for example, and very strange things happening related to that. So it's definitely curious. As far as the greed thing is concerned, that's definitely a motivating factor that's exploited. But I think the big point that I would make with all of the things that I said earlier today is that, again, this ties back to the Western esoteric agenda of getting back to Genesis 11 to finish the great unfinished work, so to speak. And the Great Reset really represents the attempt to go back and recreate the work of Genesis 11, which is a way to get back to Genesis 6 and to do exactly what we heard Spencer Smith talking about, the great battle and Psalm 2 territory and all that kind of stuff.
Well, creation groans, right? Creation groans for the revealing of the sons of God. That ultimately would be the purpose of Yahweh's soul factory, I think. Creation groans. Depending on how you want to interpret that, but Australia, within, I think it was on RBN's webpage, Australia within the last 6 months had come to the conclusion that a huge bunch of their fires were human activity, arson, and or stupidity accidents. So the other fact that I haven't heard any of these, and it's the scientific community circling the wagons around global warming, they will not talk much about cosmic rays, but within the last 2 or 3 years, there was a big study that was published, and it fits with the narrative of evolution, because they were saying that there's a layer of ash buried in a rock right around the world that has specific isotopes that point toward a vast cosmic event, like cosmic ray storms. And they were using that as a theory for the monkeys, our missing links, having to come down out of the trees because all the trees burned down around the world, so they had to walk farther between trees, and it caused, you know, the whatever missing link humans to walk upright. So that fit that narrative, but what it ignores is how that is affecting fires today. When you have the solar maximum, you have more cosmic rays reaching down into the 10,000 feet and below atmosphere, creating ion paths for ions, you know, to provide paths for lightning. So between Russia and Canada especially, I don't know about Australia so much, there's a lot more lightning strike fires. And the satellite imagery knows this, but where's the study? Where's the kid, the graduate student, right, that assembles all that and goes against the grain and says, no, we've got an uptick in lightning strikes every time there's a solar maximum.
Right. More fires. So two things on that. One of the things that we've mentioned, and, you know, it would be interesting if an enterprising person might explore these things. So two resources.
Get shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Two resources to investigate. NCWeb.wildfire.gov is the official government website for this. And you can go there now and see that the area that Maurice Strong thinks should be rewilded is on fire. The Yukon to Yellowstone corridor, the 600,000 square mile area, plus the coastal region and stuff. And so my question would be, one thing that I keep thinking about every year when we hear millions and millions and millions of acres of timber are burning, these people that, you know, bad guys that think about things like, you know, the Fabian contingent, the Club of Rome, these kinds of people, they obviously play the long game. You know, 50 or 100 years is kind of their time frame. And one of the things I haven't talked much about is I had a conversation with a guy, a forestry guy, who was involved in timber, obviously, and he is in the Georgia area, and he was talking about how timber in the Pacific Northwest, the timber industry won't come back because the growth season in the lower states, the lower eastern states, is 3 times faster than what it is in the Pacific Northwest. So timber won't come back. But the entire Rocky Mountains are on fire this year like they are every year. The coastal regions are on fire, and all of the forests up and down the coast. And so what happens when you burn millions and millions of acres of timber every year and kill that? What happens when you have floods in those areas related, you know?
Here's what the tree huggers leave out. And then, believe me, I did a half-hour documentary. It was produced by somebody else. I had to edit it in the late 90s called Whose Forest Is It Anyway? The logging industry heavily influences the forestry people, because a stand of trees, once it's got a natural fire loses half of its market value. So they've been stopping natural fires from doing what they've done for thousands of years. They mitigate those. They don't do as much, controlled burns. They don't do that as much as they did. Those Native Americans in Klamath in Northern California had to fight using who knows how much lawyer money to get the rights to burn, you know, do controlled burns like they've done for untold, you know, couple thousand years at least in their own reservations. But you can find the articles where they're trained and they look like professionals and they're going out there and they're doing their own controlled burns now, but they had to fight it for probably 20 years in order to get that. So, and here in Kentucky, we have, quote, no tribal nations known. So when I was growing up in around the area, we used to see, like the Johnny Cash song, Ring of Fire, fell into a burning ring of fire. We see rings of fire all around the hills. People lived with it, you know. And it, once it burned out, the forest reset itself. There was no ticks and chiggers, and it controlled the rattlesnake population and all the rest of this stuff. I could walk through the woods as a Cub Scout with no fear. But not anymore. You better take your 10mm with you. The cougar are coming back. The bear are back. Chiggers and ticks are horrible.
Yeah,
the forest is mismanaged. And it's due in a large part the warring factions of the tree huggers and the logging industry have created a mess.
Well, so, I think it's above those folks and the mismanagement of forestry has been engineered.
They want to rewild the huge swaths of North America so that they can hand it over to the IMF and borrow more money for the spending spree that is D.C. That's, I think, a large part of the war on eastern coal, because it's right down through West Virginia and eastern Kentucky, down to the Mammoth, the Smoky Mountains. Mammoth Cave, Land Between the Lakes, a whole bunch of the east is sequestered. Except for the elites, they get to come back in and build their lodges, and that's been going on for who knows how long. But yeah, the average hillbilly is being ran out of their ancestral home, you might say, for nearly 300 years. There's an article right now on RBN about this. What I was trying to get at was this: these papers get quashed. Like if you had a graduate student who noticed this uptick in lightning caused fires. It's on RBN right now. The title of it is Top Climate Scientist Reveals the Key Fact He Deliberately Omitted in Climate Change Paper to Pacify the Woke Editors and Get His Paper Published in Top Scientific Journals. And it talks about, and this blacklisting stuff that Mike Rivero used to talk about in Hollywood, it goes across education. The teachers all know, you know, you will be blacklisted if you do this or that, you know. Right. When I had previously attempted, he says, to deviate from the formula, my papers were rejected out of hand by the editors of distinguished journals, and I had to settle for less prestigious outlets. Well, that shuts down your scientific career right there. If you can't get published because you're not following the narrative in prestigious journals, you and your educational institution are shut out of the money game. So half of science is just flat wrong because of these five major factors. Published science, peer-reviewed science. Think about that as you pop a pill the doctor prescribed. Flip a coin.
And I've talked recently that reminds me of the conversation about the replication crisis in science.
I'll let you go. And I could go on, but I hear the break music.
Yep. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. Went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hello, hello, hello. from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Get to the resources in a second. The fires are interesting. Been talking about it for years. Strange coincidences, things that don't add up, things that we're being told that are not true. The two resources, let me finish that thought real quick. NCWeb, INCIWeb, INCIWeb.wildfire.gov is the official government website to track these things, these incidents. You can also go to NCWeb.nwcg.gov, but that is pointing to NCWeb.wildfire.gov these days to see the fires and then explore. While you're looking at those fires, cross-reference the data that you can find at flightradar24.com or flightaware.com, one of these kinds of sites, and notice in the area the flight patterns of some of the planes that fly over these areas. People say, well, you know, the idea of what John Brennan described, CIA, former CIA director John Brennan described as stratospheric aerosol injection. That's, you know, a lot of people want to dismiss that. Go look at the flight patterns of some of the planes that fly over these areas prior to some of the fires. Farberware, for example, makes a professional stainless steel potato masher that is a wire, thick gauge wire, that is connected in two places to the handle of the masher. And basically it's one wire that then, you know, comes down and it zigzags back and forth and then returns back to the handle. So you can see some of the flight patterns look like the potato masher, where they fly in a pattern, parallel lines, and then return to wherever they were dispatched from. Why is that? What is the purpose of flying a plane in parallel lines, back and forth, back and forth? So that's just something for an enterprising person to investigate. Perhaps there's a way to cross-reference that data quickly and easily, since most of that's open source stuff. Be interesting to find out what's happening there. You know, I've talked recently about the fact that the idea of weather warfare and fire being used as a tool in that fashion is not a new concept. So anyway, without belaboring the issue, it'd be interesting if someone, some enterprising person, was interested in cross-referencing that data and how the areas in question were perhaps primed in advance for forest desiccation, for example, and plausibly deniable electrical storm. You know, similar to the cold and flu, which we never hear about anymore. When I was a kid growing up, we used to hear about electrical storms. When was the last time you heard anyone use the term electrical storm in news coverage, for example? I know I haven't heard it in years and years and years, which is interesting because we seem to have many of them. I've seen some in recent years, but we don't hear the term electrical storm used. I wonder why that is. And we know that weather modification as warfare is definitely something that, you know, even the United States military has admitted to. There are several operations that the United States military has conducted to do just that over the past several decades. So we have these facts, and yet, again, we're encouraged to ascribe to stupidity that which may properly or better be explained as malice. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, September 15th, 2023. Before we go back to the phones, we'll go back in a second. We have several calls Let me just say your help is very much needed and very much appreciated. We could use your help at the network, and this is obviously a listener-funded network. This is not NPR or PBS. There is no Ford Foundation grant. There is no, you know, Carnegie Endowment grant. There probably will never be a grant from some foundation or endowment, because I mean, if you look at the headlines on RBN today, you'll see, for example, where is it? Mark Dankoff, Euromaiden Press hides Soros SF connection, and, you know, things like that. So we're probably not going to get in a grant anytime soon from the Open Society Foundation Network or Friends, probably not from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a listener-funded network. Your support is vital and essential. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can find the ways to support the network there. There's also the link that you'll see, for example, the link to the donations page, republicbroadcasting.org/donations, various ways that you can donate, et cetera, et cetera. So please do that. And to those that do, and the, you know, obviously there are many faithful supporters of the network, and your support is greatly appreciated, vital and essential. Appreciate you folks very much. So I think we'll maybe forego the names for now. We'll get back to the phones. I always have a bit of a hard time. I mean, we want to recognize people here, but this is a place, I think, where we all feel like discretion is kind of the order of the day. And it's not that we don't want to recognize people. It's just that we want to operate more discreetly. And so for now, we'll skip the names, especially I have a hard time with that, especially when I don't feel like I have permission, I suppose, from those people themselves to do that. So I think we'll do that. There are some people that we could mention right now, and we'll forego that in the name of discretion, and we'll return to the phone. So let's do that. Please support the network. Thank you for your support, and I'll leave it at that. We could definitely use more support. If you're someone who has supported the network in the past and doesn't currently, or you haven't yet and you have considered it, now is a great time to do that. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and you can find out how to do that. Back to the phones. David in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Morning.
Good morning. Two points that I want to make is about deception and about censorship. Regarding the fires, the deception factor. A good friend of mine that's an author wrote a book, Ireland, 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust and Who Kept It, in quote, perfect. His name is Chris Fogarty, and I highly recommend that because, as you would know from someone that was in the service for a period of time, there is such a thing as a standing order, and until a standing order is rescinded, it's standing. It still is in effect. Now, obviously, like you just said a little bit ago, these bad guys set their planning at 50 or 100 years. Well, obviously, there would be some that would try to extend that to, oh, let's say, to the time of the English Reformation, 500 years ago. Now, several years ago, I was reading an article where a king set in order. And they practiced on the Irish year, century after century. They really have. But so the Wasp King set an order to slaughter and entirely burn. If that order is not rescinded yet, it still is a standing order. I know that's an extreme statement, but anyway, that's regarding an order that was in place at one time. Now, the deception that Christopher Fogarty reveals in his book Ireland 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust and Who Kept It Perfect, is that the Irish were stupid drunks and that they just starved to death because the only thing they knew how to raise was potatoes, and that was a crop that failed, which is all preposterous. So that book right. reveals that, and I highly recommend that. And movement for the sake of respect for other people that want to get in, I'll make my second point is about censorship. I have a small website and a one-day-a-week broadcast for an hour, and a demand was sent to me from a foreign government, from the New Zealand government, to remove a brief video from my website, which I did out of respect for other people's boundaries as well as our own and sensitivities to a mass murder that took place over there. When Brendan Tarrant killed all of the those people that were worshiping, those Muslims that were worshiping. Now, I removed it out of respect for that. However, I intended to email it to different friends of mine within the United States to have serious exchanges about whether that was a false flag operation or not. And it has been, as far as I can tell at this point, completely censored from the Internet. I haven't been able to locate. My skills are woefully lacking in terms of searching, but it was removed from the website that did have it posted here. So this is an ongoing war. There's no, it's an information war mainly, but in that video of Brendan Tarrant wearing one of those active cameras, whatever they call them, GoPros or whatever, it reveals people in red standing at certain locations where he would turn and etc. And obviously, the government in New Zealand would not want that publicly circulated. And at the time, Jacinda Ardern, who is a woman, and you speak of the bad guys. I think it would be really healthy to look into her socialist activities more, because and report on her, because she's one of the primary characters in this push to enslave everyone or kill those that won't be enslaved.
The most provocative memory, you know, in recent times, you know, her obviously, you know, being part of the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders contingent, very fascistic. And, you know, her saying, when she was asked point blank, you know, you seem to be saying that there are two sets of rules, one for the order followers, I'm paraphrasing there, but, you know, this is related to COVID, and one for the people who won't follow the orders that they're given. And she said, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, she was unabashed about saying that. Oh, yeah. And yeah. And just a digression here. I received an email yesterday from Chris Fogarty, and this is an extraordinary thing. It's called, and this can be word searched, obviously, Elon Musk and the True History of the ADL. It's an interview by Mike Whitney, interview with Ron Unz, and it is it's a must read. I'll just leave it at that and move on so that you can get to other people that are calling in. Thank you very kindly for taking my call and letting me express myself.
Absolutely, David. Much appreciated as always.
Goodbye.
Very interesting. Very interesting stuff. So, back to the phones in the interest of time. No comments. Back to the phones. Tom in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Tom.
This is a brief amendment or addendum to Mike in Kentucky's statement about the publications, medical publications. The AMA did not begin as a group of doctors coming together, but a group of carnies coming together to peddle their snake oil. Eustace Mullins was a dear friend and confidant of mine, and I recommend people read the publication of his Murder by Injection as he goes into the history of the AMA. Like I say, it did not begin as a group of professional doctors or practitioners, but simply snake oil salesmen. They started with the Journal of American Medicine. And for a couple of $100, you could get a entry into that little flyer that was published and passed out at the carnivals.
Yeah.
Rather curious. And, of course, I can tell you from my experience when I wrote a paper on vaccines, I was blackballed or blacklisted from the JAMA and the Lancet.
Yeah, publications with a very colorful, storied, and controversial background. How many editors-in-chief have resigned from the medical journals in disgust of, you know, the ghostwriting practices and the deception and so on and so on?
Anyway, that's it. I recommend people read Murder by Injection or anything by Eustace Mullins. He was a dear friend. That's a real honor to have Eustace Mullins as a friend and an associate.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. Much appreciated, as always. And again, in the interest of time, we'll go back to the phones. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Justice Mullins wrote a letter to J. Edgar Hoover in 1966. I haven't read it yet, but it would appear that the cosmic rays have some kind of aversion to the color blue. Or did
yeah,
I get that wrong?
And red and green. Red, green, and yeah. Blue don't do, apparently, or something like
right.
that.
Now, just quickly, the Earth has a natural electric field that starts from the ground up, and it is fairly large. And in an electrical storm, you have this convection of charge which moves upward. And now if they spray the area with these metal particles like aluminum and such like, what that does, it simply shorts out the electrostatic charge. And then if we don't get our electrical storms with our lightning, then we don't get our natural supply of ammonium nitrate that falls from the sky every time there's a lightning flash, you see.
Interesting.
You.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is.
More things that make you go, hmm.
Right.
Just another curious coincidence.
Any other things I could say, but in the interest of time, I'll catch you next week. How's that?
I appreciate it.
All righty.
Much appreciated.
Thanks,
truly.
You too.
As
yeah,
always. Thank you, James. And back to the phones. In the interest of time, Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Howdy, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
Why are people so obedient? That's the title of a little 12.5-minute video you can watch on YouTube. Subtitle is Compliance and Tyranny, and it's from the Academy of Ideas. But the reason I called is because I wanted to call out the sea people. You know, people don't understand these convoluted ism words and stuff like that. And that's understandable because you know, most people are not wired that way because they know that these are endless discussions that seem to go nowhere and it doesn't seem to be a conclusion. And then, of course, how does this fit into everything else? But I think what we can do is we can actually point fingers at the actual enemy of the American people, for example. And we can call them out. We can call them out by groups or occupations or corporations, a number of ways. But the American people have, facing it as their very worst enemy, is the American people themselves. And I call them the sea people. The soldier boys, all the way up the top of the chain of command. The medical industry, yes, industry, all up and down the line. Bunch of drug pushers. The legal industry, including the courts. None of these people are heroic. None of them. The soldier boys, the so-called healthcare industry workers, the legal beagles, the courts. These are the sea people, and we can call them out. But if you want to know why this is so, and why I mentioned the three C's, as I do, in conjunction with my entry called Nine Words, it starts with the three C's. If you're compliant, complacent, or complicit, you're part of the problem. That's all there is to it. And so we've got to call these people out, the sea people. Americans are communitarians now. And so I just wanted to leave you and your listeners just with that today, because it isn't fancy. It's not convoluted. Remember, the hallmark of any totalitarian system is an elaborate ideology. And that's what communitarianism is. It's a system of totalitarianism, and it's on our doorstep. And the worst enemy of the people, as, for instance, in America, are Americans themselves. And this can be proven over and over, time and again.
So did you say the hallmark of a totalitarian system is an elaborate ideology? Is that how you put that?
Yep.
Okay, so with that in mind, the reason why communitarianism is the perfect illustration of that is because it's designed to be never-ending. It's designed to be opaque, oblique, abstruse, reflexive in nature, so that it's constantly adapting, and the only people that can ever truly know it are the soothsayers who will interpret for us, the amatae etiones, and we have to have them to tell us. You know, they're the high priests, the philosopher kings of the system. And so they will come out every day and they will tell us what the new marching orders and how the reflexive nature of it has adjusted for the day. So it's never fixed. It's always shifting.
The thing about concepts and philosophies and ideologies and the like is the average person, man on the street, you know, who's got a family and he's got to pay the bills, and he's like, he's trying to be a perpetual motion machine. These people don't identify things that they can't see, hear, touch, taste, or smell as being anything worth fixing their sights or attention upon. And that's clear. But, you know, even the deputy dogs and the man and the cop on the beat, since 9/11, people don't, we need to reprise what happened in the aftermath of 9/11 in this country. The country was, some will say, well, you know, America was nuked. Well, in a sense, it was. But then we had the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. We have to look at the people that they hired as consultants, people like Martin Seligman and Herman Goldstein and Evgeny Primakov and Marcus Wolf. My goodness, these people that want to rule over us, they know us better than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're winning. And that's why they've recruited and enlisted to their cause millions upon millions of American people. Do you think the Christians are friends of Americans? I don't think so. The soldier boys, healthcare industry workers, the courts, the law, the deputy dogs, the cop on the beat, these stupid politicians, this ridiculous voting system. Do we trust tech-crazed people at all anymore? How could we possibly trust a tech-crazed animal, which is really much like a rabid dog. You know, in a sense, you feel badly for the rabid dog because the dog is obviously sick. But you're confronting this rabid dog. It's you and the dog. And you're on a trail, you know, going through the woods. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah.
And so we're surrounded by these rabid dogs.
Yeah, increasingly.
They've completely lost their minds. I'm sorry.
And reality is inverted. They are construed as lapdogs, and we are construed as rabid dogs.
Yep.
It's a painful irony. We have one more call we need to get to. I don't want to cut it short, but
we live in we're surrounded by criminals and zombies and rabid dogs, and when you look at that Academy of Ideas that I mentioned at the beginning of my call, you can see how we've all been conscripted to evil. We've allowed it to happen, and we have no one else to blame but ourselves.
I appreciate it, Lark. Much appreciated as always, sir. Back to the phones. Sharon in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to make it real quick because I know we have little time. Please search Dr. Carol Rosin, R-O-S-I-N. She was an assistant to Wernher von Braun. Warned of a false flag alien invasion. And you can also find it under Last Words to the World, Wernher von Braun. And also from Wernher von Braun, Aliens Will Be the Last Card. Okay, hope that helps people to understand some of this idiotic Mexican alien hoax. It looks like little sandcastle characters. Aren't they nice and cuddly looking? I just
Steven
want to open
Spielberg's
scratch with a fingernail and take a sample.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Take care. Thanks.
Thank you, Sharon. Much appreciated. That'll do it. You know, it's the Western Esoteric Agenda, back to Genesis 11. I hope it was informative. My thanks to the callers. I hope you have a great weekend. Please support the network. Please pray for one another. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.